This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Rachel Barton Pine has been playing Mozart's violin concertos since she was 10 years old. She's performed each of these five concertos many times since then. In 2011, she did something really extraordinary with the New York Chamber Soloists. She performed all five violin concertos in a single evening.
That was really exciting, a wonderful opportunity, quite a marathon and quite an exhausting undertaking, but really worth it because somehow experiencing each concerto in the context of its fellows really gave me so many new insights that I'd never had before, and it was just an incredible journey for the audience as well. I first did that cycle, ironically enough, 3 weeks after the birth of my daughter. Of course, what better way to introduce your child to the world than to practice tons of Mozart while she's listening.
After having toured the country with these five works, Rachel finally decided to record them. Her 24th release is a 2-CD set featuring Mozart's violin concertos, as well as his Sinfonia Concertante in E-flat major for violin and viola. You're probably wondering why Rachel loves these concertos enough to perform all of them in one sitting.
I actually feel like Mozart's concertos are so operatic. I grew up listening to Live from the Met. That was one of the few times my mom would let me stay up past bedtime as a little itty-bitty kid. And then, of course, the Amadeus movie, which came out when I was 10. And I've always found that in his violin concertos, there's such drama and characters, and there's almost like a plot going on in each of them. And so it's really fun to just bring that to life.
Speaking of the movie Amadeus, the orchestra featured in that movie also perform with Rachel on this new recording, Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.
Those guys were heroes of mine from way back, and to get to record with them was just a dream come true. First of all, Sir Neville Mariner's energy, 89 years old at the time of our sessions last year, more energy than any of us. It was unbelievable. I would go home at the end of each day and collapse, and he would be like, well, I'm off to Cambridge to give a speech, but don't worry, I'll be back in London by tomorrow morning. And I'd be just like, what? and then the commitment and dedication from all the musicians, they would do a phrase gorgeously, in one of their 2D sections, and I would think, well, that's as perfect as it can get. And then they would say, you know what, we want to do that one more time because we know we can do it better. And then they would.
While performing all five works back to back, Rachel discovered she needed to take her interpretation of each concerto to the next level. She really had to define what was special about each piece, and she fell in love with one in particular.
Number 3 is actually my favorite concerto. Now, if you took a poll of classical music lovers, I guarantee you that the great majority would claim number 5 as their favorite. And indeed, number 5 is also the one that I most admire. But number 3 is in G major. It's just his most friendly and warm and personal. I just feel like it's my good friend somehow or another. You know, it's so cool because it's also my husband's favorite, too. And he'll constantly, go around kind of humming the secondary melody from the last movement, which was actually a tune used in the movie Master and Commander. It sounds like the type of tune that Mozart would have totally, gone to a pub and fiddled. That's exactly what it feels like. Like, hey, we're all hanging out and lifting a mug and having a great time.
After completing his five violin concertos, Mozart wrote just one more work highlighting the instrument.
His last concerted work for violin is actually the double concerto, the Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola. And the young violist on my album, I'm so proud of him, Matthew Lippmann, he's playing a beautiful instrument, a 1700 Gefriller, on loan through one of our patrons from my REB Foundation. So that was really cool to sort of bring the generations together.
Whether it's performing with her idol, mentoring a young performer, or introducing the next generation to Mozart, Rachel Barton Pine is a musical ambassador who knows how to bridge the generation gap. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.